This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. There is probably nothing more difficult that could happen to a person than losing a child. I've done a video on this some time ago with Quran Weekly called The Loss of a Child. There's a project run by a beautiful family called Children of Jannah. There are many efforts that are out there to try to help people that are coping with the loss of a child, because it truly does alter a person's life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort all those parents out there that have lost their children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow their children to drag them into Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them peace in this world and Jannah in the next. Allahumma ameen. It's a nightmare that none of us want. And it's a nightmare that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through six times. The Prophet, peace be upon him, buried six of his seven children. How do you even have any emotional capacity after burying your wife and six of your seven children in your own lifetime with everything else that's going on? How do you still find it in you to smile at everyone and to still have so much to give to so many people around you? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, is also one of those men who lost three of his children. Even though he died barely reaching the age of 40. Umar radiallahu anhu died either 39 or 40 years old, barely reaching the age of 40 years old. And he makes this beautiful, profound dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, O Allah, Allahumma innaka qad qabatta sahlan wa abdil malik wa muzahima. O Allah, you took back the soul of Sahl, abdil malik and muzahim, three of his children. And he says, فَلَمْ أَزْدَدْ لَكَ إِلَّا حُبًّا. He said, and that did not increase me in anything towards you except for love. That only made me love you more. I only increased and grew in my love for you. So, وَلَا فِيمَا عِنْدَكَ إِلَّا رَغْبَةً. And only more desirous of that what awaits me with you. فَقْبِدْنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مُضِيعٍ وَلَا مُفْرِطٍ. So take back my soul without me being negligent or careless. This is a tough one to come to terms with. So I don't even want to act like a hypocrite here. And I would be the first to admit that losing a child is my greatest nightmare. May Allah protect all of our children. But in this situation, what can we take from this man that went through so much in losing three of his children? Number one, Umar radiallahu anhu did not claim that he wasn't hurt by the loss of those children. It's natural. The Prophet ﷺ cried when his children passed away. So Umar did not claim that. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu instead said that did not make me resent you, O Allah. Okay, so it didn't grow me in resentment towards you. It only increased me in love towards you. That which you took away from me only increased me in love towards you and only made me desire the hereafter, that which awaits me with you, even more. So take back my soul the way that you took back the souls of my children, but let me not come back to you negligent or in a way that's displeasing to you. If you have suffered from great pain, try to convert that pain into pleasure in the hereafter. Do not pretend like the pain doesn't exist in this life. It existed even with the Prophet ﷺ and with a great man like Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But instead, how do I take that pain and convert it into and ask for pleasure in the hereafter? May Allah protect our children. May Allah comfort the parents who have lost their children. May Allah have mercy on those children. May Allah gather those parents with their children in Jannat al-Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all the tragedies that we face in this life only to increase us in love for him and the desire for the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.